The G protein-linked receptor, the blue protein on the left, is used by cells to receive signals from a number of hormones and neurotransmitters. The G protein-linked receptor acts by communicating with an enzyme represented by the protein on the right. The G protein, loosely bound to the cytoplasmic side of the membrane, helps the G protein-linked receptor send the signal to the enzyme. When GDP is attached to the G protein, the protein is inactive. When a signal molecule binds to the G-linked receptor, the receptor changes shape and binds to the G protein. GTP replaces GDP on the G protein, activating the protein. The activated protein moves and binds to the enzyme, activating it. This triggers the next step for the cellular response. Finally, the G protein hydrolyzes the bond in GTP, returning it to GDP. The G protein leaves the enzyme, going back to its inactive state. A receptor tyrosine kinase can trigger more than one response at a time. It is made of two individual proteins, which have multiple tyrosines on the intracellular side of the membrane. When signal molecules bind to the extracellular receptor, the proteins come together to make a dimer. This activates the tyrosine kinase region of each protein, and each tyrosine adds a phosphate from ATP. Specific relay proteins can then bind to a specific phosphorylated tyrosine. When a protein binds, the protein changes shape and triggers a pathway leading to a cellular response. Ligand-gated ion channels open and close to allow specific ions through the membrane. When a signal molecule binds to the protein, the gate opens and specific ions flow through the membrane to rapidly change the ion concentration in the cell. This then leads to a cellular response. The ligand then removes itself from the channel, closing the gate.